This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing Masechta Nedarim Daf Yudalet Amud Beis. The Gemara said on Yudalet Amud Aleph, Hanoider b'Torah lo yamar klum. If you make a neder in the Torah, you didn't say anything. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you need a Sheila of a Chacham, because, like we explained, this is a very subtle mistake, and an Am Haaretz will need a Sheila of a Chacham. Now, we're going to learn, and especially according to the Ran, this sugya of Hanoider b'Torah is referring to Shvua, not Nedarim. Why? Because a Neder, you have to be Matfis b'davar ha-Hanador. A Torah is not a Davar ha-Nador. So, what relevance would Torah have to the whole sugya of Nedarim? The Ran is going to learn that this upcoming sugya is din in Shvuais, not Nedarim. What does Noyder B'Torah have to do with a Shvua? There are two ways to make a Shvua. You could swear, somebody could say that they swear they're not going to eat this, or somebody could swear, without saying the word swear, they could say, by the name of Hashem, I'm not going to do this. Either way is a Lashon Shvua. So when you're Noyder B'Torah, maybe what you mean is, by the name of Hashem that's in the Torah. You see, it can't be referring to the process of Neder. There's no Davar HaNador in the Torah. So therefore, it must be referring to the process of Shvua. Now, because what?
That's why it's Lamer 12, because it's not a Davar HaNador.
No, because we're going to see if you... There are, that's because you said ba, that means you mean the parchment. But if you said what's written in it, then it would work. Why would it work? It has to be in the realm of Shavua. The Ravid, who we're not going to read tonight, but maybe we'll see in the Ion Shir, the Ravid is like the middle part of the Rana on the page, learns the sugya here is a sugya Nadarim. What's a Davar HaNador? The name of Hashem is a Davar HaNador, because the Sofer, before he writes Hashem's name, he has to be Mechavin L'Shma. So that's like akin to an Isser Neder. Since it's dependent on his input, so it's not a Davar HaAsser, it's like he's Assering it. That's how the Ravid learns. The Ran learns the Sugya Shvuais. Okay, so with that we begin. Tanya, Hanoider b'Torah, when he makes a neder, again a Shvua by the Torah, Loi Amar Klum, he said nothing, because we assume he's swearing by the parchment, and the parchment is not the name of Hashem. You can only swear by the name of Hashem. But if you swear by what's written in the Torah, Dvarav Kayamin, then your words stand. Ba uve mashakasaba, by the Torah and what's written in it, the names, Dvarav Kayamin, then your words stand. So we have three cases. If you swear by the Torah, it's meaningless, because you're swearing by the parchment. If you swear by what's written in the Torah, the names of Hashem, that has meaning. If you swear by it and what's written in it, that has meaning. So the obvious question is, once we know if you swear by what's written in it, it's effective. Certainly, if you say explicitly, if I swear by it and what's written in it, it should be effective. Because when you say the word ba, you can mean one of two things. You can mean what's in it, the names of Hashem, or what it's written in, namely the parchment. So when you say straight up, what it, ba, we say you mean the parchment. When you say what it's written, when you say it, you refer to the Torah itself, the parchment. So that's not going to work. When you say what it's written in, that could either mean the names in it, or it can mean what it's written on. So if when you say b'masha kasavba, what it's written in, we assume what you mean is the names in it. Certainly when you say it and what's written, you mean the names, because you don't mean the Torah, you already referred to the Torah when you said ba. So why do we need case 2 and case 3? Case 3 seems obvious once we know case 2. That's the discussion of the sugya. We know if you say Hanoider ba lo yamar klum, if you say b'mash ba uv'mash kasaba dvarav kayamin, so why do I need the middle case b'mash kasaba dvarav kayamin? The Gemara says katani b'mash kasaba dvarav kayamin. It already taught that if you say what's written in it, your words stand. Ba uvemasha kasa ba tzarch lemeimar. It and what's written in it doesn't need to say. Why do I need case 3 after I have case 2? That's the question. The Gemara is going to give 3 answers to it. Let's see the Ran. Hanoi de betayra kolaymar shenishba betayra. He swears the kari le tana lenishba noider. Often the Tana calls a vow an oath. Okay, the Kasivna El, like I wrote earlier, this is something the Ran said on Dav Chesamad Aleph, on V'haloi Mujba V'oimed Mehar Sinai. There, the Ran says it refers to a Shvuah. Umayri, you know what we're talking about. Shehoisa Torah Munacha Sofanav. There's a Torah in front of him, but Amar, and he said, "Bezua Torah, by this Torah shall I esse, I'm not going to do something. Oy she esse dvar poni, I am going to do something. Lo yamar klum, it's meaningless. The date agvilin k'daminu b'samach. His das is on the parchment, like we said, like we're going to say soon in the Gemara. So the first answer of the Gemara is as follows: Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Loi kasha." Ha demachta oiraisa aara. In case 3, the Torah is on the floor. If the Torah is on the floor, then we are inclined to say you mean the parchment and not the names. Therefore, unless you say it and what's in it, where you eliminate the possibility that you're referring to the parchment because you already referred to the parchment with the word ba. Otherwise, we say you refer to the parchment. So case 3 is talking about where the Torah is on the floor. Therefore, it has to be ba uvemasha kasaba. Ha denak ala biyade. Case 2, where you're holding in your hand, there we're inclined to say you mean the names. And therefore, even if you just say b'masha kasaba, it's effective. Says the Holy Ran. Ha demachta oiraisa al ara. Ha denak ala biyade. Reisha. In the first case, meaning dahanoy derbatoyro lo yamra klum, it's even denaka lebiade. It's you're holding in your hand. But still, vafilu hachi lo yamra klum, because what do you mean when you say hanoy derbatoyro, demai batoyro de kaimar, begvilan, the parchment, shiksuva. Avo bimacha kasavba, but if you say what's written in it, varv kayamin, the Daite Ahaskares, your das is on the names of Hashem. Vaharehu Nishba B'Shem, you're swearing by the name of God. So case 1 and case 2 is you're holding it. If when you're holding it, you say ba, no good. B'masha kasav ba, it's good. We say you're referring to the Shemais. Aval Seifa, but case 3, B'demachta Oiraisa Alara Askina. We're talking about where the Torah rests on the ground. Oh, it rests on the ground. We're not so quick to say you mean the names in it. Ulefikach ilu amar b'masha kasava. Therefore, if you would say what's written in it, bovad lo yamar klum. Because kiven demachta aara, since it's on the ground, amrinon, we say dedaite agvilen. Agvile, your das is on the parchment. Dahachi kamer, this is what you mean, b'masha kasav b'hatoira. What you mean is what the Torah is written on, the Hainu Agvilin. But if you say ba uvimasha kasav ba, then you can't mean what it's written on. You already said ba, so b'masha kasav ba has to mean the Shemais. Aval ki amar ba uvimasha kasav ba mahani, dekivan amar ba kfar hizkar agvilin. Zechi amar b'masha kasav ba, when you say b'masha kasav ba, al karchach daite azkar shaba, you have to mean the mentions of Hashem in it. That's answer number one. Answer number two. If it's on the floor, then it's like an external entity. It's like an outside entity. So it's the entity of Torah. So right now it's closed. So it's we're inclined to interpret it that you mean the parchment. When you're holding it. What? No, it doesn't mean not on the floor literally, because you know how to put a Sefer Torah on the floor. It means you're not holding it. It could be on the table. So the table, a Torah. Not something that I'm learning. I'm not interested in the content. I'm interested in it as an entity. When I'm holding it, then it's more inclined to the content in it. Some say that if it's like on the floor, or at least in a situation of disregard, then the guy doesn't care about the content. But the Ran doesn't seem to learn that way. The Ran seems to learn that since it's close to you, you might actually want to use it, you know? It's like the people who don't learn, but they run to kiss the Torah. They're not interested in what it says. They just, you know, they like the concept. Okay, that's how the Ran learned. That's answer number one. So answer number one, case one, and case two is you're holding it. Therefore, if you say it doesn't work. If you say b'masha kasava, it works. But if it's on the floor, you have to say ba uv'masha kasava. Case two, answer two. V'boi seima, d'machta alara. All the cases are it's on the ground. So then, if b'masha kasava is good, then why ba uv'masha kasava do we need to say that case? Even though it's on the ground, mahani. Why does case three said? It's case one, and we know case two. I don't even have to say case three. The Ran does not have those words. Vizu ve'ein tzarach loymarzu. We'll see how the Ran learns it. The Ran v'boisein demachta al ara kolamer kula demachta al ara. All the cases where it's on the ground. Ba'afil hak nevelas ki ka'amra b'masha kasava. When you say what it's written in dvar of kayamin. What about the third case? V'seifa d'ktani ba'u v'masha kasava dvar of kayamin. Lo tzricha l'gufa. I don't need it to teach the din itself. Ella legluye, only to reveal aresha on the earlier case. That what? That it's talking about where it's on the floor. Debe manchal arahi. Debe seifa vada kivin de amar above mashakosaba afilo mincha aremahani. Case three is listed so that we know we're talking about where it's on the floor, because wouldn't it work even if it's on the floor if you say above mashakosaba? So the fact that the novice who looks at these three cases and wants to know, is the case where you're holding it or is the case where it's on the floor? So you say, well, I don't know. You know, when it's on the floor, we're very hesitant to interpret it that you mean the Azkaris. Yeah, but if you say bo v'masha kasaba, we could reasonably understand that even if it's on the floor, then you're referring to the names of Hashem. So case three says you could interpret these cases where it's on the floor. So then case two is also where it's on the floor. And case two is saying that even if you don't say ba uvimasha kasaba, you just say b'masha kasaba, it would still be effective. So the Ran is going to learn it's not zu ve'ein sarach loymar zu. It's the third case is, I don't need it for a halacha, I need it so that to identify what the case is. Vada kivin amar bo v'masha kasaba afilu machta a'ara mahani. Umina, and then we could infer the masha kasaba bilchud, that if you just say masha kasaba, nami afilu min chasar, even if it's on the ground, mahani, delay sfirulan lahach ukimta, because this second answer does not feel it's logical. Lo'okma b'raisa betray gavni, that we're talking about two different cases. You see, answer number one was case one and two is it's in your hand. Case three is it's on the floor. The second answer doesn't like that. The second answer says that's not logical to say we're talking about different cases. Answer number three, v'voiseima kula. Some have a gersa mitziyasa, the middle case. Let's take it out for now, because the Ran's not going to learn that way. V'voiseima, not like answer two, that all the cases is on the floor. V'voiseima kula nami dinaka leviyada. You're holding it in all the cases. If you're holding it, why? If when you say ba, I'm sorry, if you say b'masha kasaba, it works. then why do I need to say ba uvamasha kasaba? So listen to how we say it. Vahakamash malan kivan dana. So case two is you say b'masha kasaba. And then the third halacha is just like b'masha kasaba works, even if you say ba, it works. Because saying ba is the same thing as saying b'masha kasaba. V'ibayseima kulanami denakale biyade. The Chiddush is given the nakale biyade, since you're holding it. Afa gav d'loy amar ela ba. Even though you just said ba, command amar b'masha kasaba dami. So basically, the case three is not where you said ba uvemash kasaba, but rather if you said ba, it's the same thing as if you said b'mash kasaba when you're holding it. Let's see the ran. Hachi garsin v'ibay seima seifa kamash malan kivin denaka lebiyade, since you're holding it. Afa gavdoloy amar ba, command amar b'mash kasaba dami. V'hachi perusha de resha. Here's how you explain the resha. Because the words of the Gemara in the third answer are saying that the whole case is where you're holding it. And the chiddush is, since you're holding it, even though you said ba, it's as if you said b'masha kasaba. So when we say kula, I don't think it means even the first case. The first case can't be where you're holding it. Because if you're holding it and you said ba, it should work. The first case has to be where it's on the floor. As opposed to the first answer that both case one and two is in a... is where you're holding it. Right? The first answer was saying that the last case is it's on the floor. The first two cases, he's holding it. Now we're saying the first case is it's on the floor. The next two cases, it's where you are holding it. And if you're holding it, even if you say ba, it's like you said, b'masha kasaba. Let's see the Ran. B'hachi perusha d'resha. This is how we explain the resha. D'ktani hanoi d'b'toyro lo yam reklam. B'masha kasaba d'varv kayamim. Case one, it's on the floor. B'masha kasaba d'varv kayamim. It's also on the floor. B'shimhachi ki amar ba loy mahani. Therefore, if you say ba, it doesn't help until you say b'masha kasaba. But the seifa is where you're holding it. Oh, you're holding it. So mishamachi ketani dekivan denagel biyadei afa gav doloi amar ela ba. Even if you said ba, command amar b'masha kasaba dami. That's how the Ran learns. Not like our gersa, that the middle case is you're holding it. Case one is it's on the floor, and therefore if you say ba, it doesn't work. Case two, it means it's also talking about if it's on the floor, and if you say b'masha kasaba, it works. Certainly if you're holding it, if you say b'masha kasaba, it works. And if you say ba, b'masha kasaba, if you say ba and you're holding it, it also works. It's like you said, b'masha kasaba. So let's review the third answer. The third answer is saying that if it's on the floor and you said ba, it doesn't work. If you said b'masha kasaba, if it's on the floor, it does work. It certainly works if you say b'masha kasaba when you're holding it. And when you're holding it, even if you say ba, it works. So basically, if we were to review, what's the halacha l'maisa when something's on the floor? So according to the first answer, the last case was when it's on the floor, and it only works if you say ba uvimasha kasaba. So when something is on the floor and you say ba, for sure it doesn't work. If something's on the floor and you say ba uvimasha kasaba, it for sure does work. If you just say b'masha kasav, when it's on the floor, so the first answer would say, well, according to the first answer, the last case is it's on the floor. The middle case is you're holding it. So what are you saying? If you say b'masha kasav ba, does that work?
Yeah, no matter what.
If you say b'masha kasava, meaning in the first answer, in the middle case, where you're holding it in your hand, one second, if it's on the floor, and you said b'masha kasava, what's the halacha? In the first answer, you're saying it would work? We said the middle case is where you said b'masha kasava. And what? Is you're holding in your hand, and it works. So the first answer would say it's no good, no? It only works b'masha kasaba if it's in your hand. If it's on the floor and you say b'masha kasaba, according to the first answer, it's not going to be good. According to the second and third answer, according to the second answer, if you're say b'masha kasaba, all three cases where it's on the floor, so b'masha kasaba works. According to the third answer, if it's on the floor, only if you say ba, it's no good. But if you say b'masha kasaba, it is good. So again, if it's on the floor, if you say ba, it's not good. If you say ba b'masha kasaba, it is good. If you say b'masha kasaba, according to the first answer, it's not good. According to the second and third answer, it is good. If you're holding it and you say ba, according to the first answer, no good. According to the last answer, it is good. If you say ba uvimasha kasaba, and you're holding it, it's for sure good. According to the first answer, we're saying the last case is
ba uvimasha kasaba. That was good.
That's good. But if you just say ba, it's no good.
So let's say I left out ba. I said just that masha kasaba.
Not good.
Why is that not good? What else
you might mean that which the Sefer Torah is written on.
And how does ba change?
Because ba means the Sefer Torah, so b'masha kasaba has to be the what's in the gvilin. Okay, next sugya. Here we go. Koinim sha'ani yashen. Let's say somebody makes a koinim. Now this is back to Nadarim according to the Ran. He asers my sleeping, shani medaber, my speaking, shani mahalech, my walking. Ha'imer li'isha, someone says to a woman, koinim sha'ani meshamshach, I asked her, having relations with you. So he's over bal yachal, meaning not he's over, he's bound by la yachal. Says the Ran, koinem shani yashin bekula garsinan shani, not sheini below yud. Uveshvus garsinan sheini biyud. In mesachta shvus, it's with the yud. I'm not going to. A shvu is I'm not going to. A neder is I'm assuring the activity. So it's sha'ani. Elamishum. Dimishum dinadar matfis cheftsa anafshe. By nadarim, I'm assuring the item on myself. So tani luhu belashon sha'ani. It says a lashon that I am. Kaloimar ma sha'ani, that which I am. Meaning, koinam, that which I am sleeping. Umishum de beshvuas asr nafshe. By shvua, where you asr yourself, tani luhu belashon sha'ani, biyud. The reason why it says by Nadarim, Harei Zebelayachel, Devaroi, Uveshvuas Katani Aser, Nefarish B'Gemara, that the Gemara will explain. Okay, now we have an amazing case, Geshmaka case. You ready, everyone? Idmar. How do you aser sleep? Well,
it's also not something that's possible.
We'll see. Okay, we'll see. Idmar, koinam eini b'shina hayam im isha l'machar. I say like this. I aser sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So I'm not asering sleep straight up. But if I sleep tomorrow, I'm asering sleep. So what's the halacha? Am I allowed to sleep today? Yeah, but why? But if I sleep today and then I sleep tomorrow, I'm going to have violated the neder. So we say, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Al Yashen Hayam. Don't sleep today. Shama Yashen Lamach. You might sleep tomorrow. Now, if I sleep today, what's holding me back from sleeping tomorrow? What's holding me back is I may trigger an Isser by fulfilling the Tanai. I said, if I sleep tomorrow, then it will have been Asr for me to sleep today. So when I slept today, I didn't do any Isser. And I may slip up and sleep tomorrow. Rav Nachman Amar Yashin Hayom L'Chashin Sham Yashin L'Machar. Rav Nachman says, sleep today. I'm not worried, maybe I'll sleep tomorrow. Okay? So Nachman says, if you sleep today, what are we worried about? That tomorrow you might trigger the Tanai? You'll be careful not to. So now the Gemara says, Umayda Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's Mayda, that even though Rabbi Yehuda says that if I aser sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that I might trigger the Tanai tomorrow. But Rabbi Yehuda's Mayda, Ba'omer Koinim Eini B'Shina L'Machar, I aser sleep tomorrow. Im Isha Nayum, if I sleep today. Meaning, I say, if I sleep today, I'll be ushered and sleep tomorrow. Shayashen Hayam, I'm allowed to sleep today. And I'm not worried I'm going to sleep tomorrow. What's the difference? Why if I say, I usher sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow? That Rabbi Yehuda says, we're worried you're going to sleep tomorrow. You know why? Because there, if I sleep today, what's preventing me from sleeping tomorrow? Not an Isser, but a fulfillment of a Tanai. A guy will not be concerned to fulfill a Tanai and then trigger an Isser. If a person says, I aser sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So if I sleep today, what's going to stop me from sleeping tomorrow? Oh, you might not want to fulfill the Tanai. Ah, the guy says, look, the Maisa Isser I did already. Elamite. I'm going to activate it by fulfilling it tonight. That's not going to keep me from sleeping tomorrow. But if a person says, I aser sleep tomorrow if I sleep today, then if I sleep today, I'll be aser to sleep tomorrow. So I'm not going to. I don't want to do an iser. I'm afraid to do an iser. I'm not afraid to retroactively activate an iser. Says the Gemara, Kiloi Mizdar Betana. What a person's not Zoyer is in a stipulation of Isser Mizdar. A person would be careful in a Isser. Says the Ran. Ki loy zohir b'tnai. Kivan she'inoi ikar ha'isr, since it's not the ikar isr, ela t'nai li'yom rishayin, it's just a stipulation from the first day, aval b'yisurai, but the isr, kivan shu ikar ha'isr, since that's the ikar isr, afal pi she'inoi asr mitzad atzmai, ela b'tzirufa sho'yom rishayin, afil hachim is da'er. Meaning, if I say, I'm asr to sleep tomorrow if I slept today, then I could sleep today. I'm not worried I'm going to do the etzem iser tomorrow. But if a person says, I'm usher to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow, then we tell him, don't sleep today. Because if you do, tomorrow you likely will trigger the iser by violating the tonight. Okay? That's all. Okay, Shkayach, we'll hold it over here. Have a great night. Shluf Gazet, Kotov.
It's possible, according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, the Machbal Ara, the reason why it doesn't work is because he figures if it's on the floor, there's no Ascarius in the Sefer.
I mean, he doesn't think there's a Hasgar in it? He said, Hanoider Betoira, you know, he said, it's talking about a Torah. I mean, he doesn't think it is? Yeah, but really it is? So then, like, the... Not sure.
Why does it have to be on the chorus in the Torah? Isn't Talmud the Torah also... You know how to use the Torah, right?
It's not a davar anodor. It's not even a davar asur. What's the isser? You're not to get hana. You're like get hana. There's no isser hana.
Take the for you want.
Not for whatever you want, but there's no isser hana. I mean. Okay, so. You're not to be mevaza it, but there's no iser hana on tashmisha kedusha. No iser hana. I'm allowed to learn from it. I mean, what? I'm not allowed to eat it? Like what? I'm not allowed to sit on it? That's not an iser hana. It's a hanhagas kavod. That's not an iser.
Recording
stop. What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.